In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you the good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
We have all experienced joy in our lives. Maybe it's the joy of a mother and father at the birth of a child, the joy of graduation, or the joy of being recognized for one's accomplishments. Now, Christmas is a season of joy. We can imagine the joy of Joseph and Mary at the miracle birth of their son Jesus. But we also heard of the joy in the hearts of the shepherds, which causes us to ask, why were they filled with joy? Even though we have experienced joy, it may be helpful for us to define it. Merriam-Webster's online dictionary defines joy as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Now, it's easy to see the first part of that definition explains joy at a birth, graduation, or other recognition. But it's that second part of the definition that I want to focus. Joy being the emotion evoked by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Could those shepherds have articulated what they desired? Probably not, but that does not remove the desire. And when that desire is fulfilled, it does not lessen its impact. In my own life, I had a successful career as an engineer. I made a good salary, owned a house, but it was not what I deeply desired. Once I responded to the call to the priesthood, I realized what I deeply desired was to serve. And that is what continues to bring joy to my life. So back to the shepherds. What did they desire? Well, they didn't desire a thing. They desired a person, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And when in his presence, they experienced joy. We as well desire Jesus. We desire him who became one of us, who became human. We desire him who walked and talked, ate, laughed, cried, and suffered. We desired him who, even though innocent, was willing to be arrested, tortured, and killed for our salvation. We desire him who wants most of all a personal friendship with each and every one of us. The good news of this night is the person we desire most of all, we can actually possess in a real intimate way through Holy Communion. Jesus is the desire of our soul. Jesus is what truly can fulfill us. And when I say we desire him, I don't just mean Catholics or Christians, but every human being. For all of us are created in the image and likeness of God. People who don't believe in God, people who don't even can name him, still desire him whose birth we celebrate this night. After all, the angel said to the shepherds, the good news of great joy was for all the people. My dear friends, as we celebrate Christmas, we are truly blessed because we know who we desire. And we are blessed because we possess who we desire. Jesus, the Son of God, was born of Mary. That is what we celebrate this night. He is what will fulfill the greatest yearning in our hearts. The realization is a source of joy this Christmas celebration. But this realization gives us a responsibility to spread the good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you who is Christ and Lord. We join each and every time we celebrate Mass. We join with the angels who that night proclaim that message of joy to the shepherds. We join in what is probably the most ancient of hymns. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those one whose favor rests.